We were outstanding. Let's talk about my players first. My players were outstanding. Our fans and their fans were excellent. What a great game of football to be involved in. I think you've already read in my notes. Got tremendous. I think Leeds are a brilliant football club. I really do. I know you've had an awful lot of turbulent times behind the scenes over recent years, but historically, I think you've seen what they can certainly do when they certainly put their minds to things like they did today. But taking nothing away from them or the manager or anything at their football club, we should have won the game. It's as black and white as that. I think the penalty for them in the first half is a penalty. Unbelievable strike for the second, which came against the run of play. It's a tremendous finish. But if you're classing that as a chance, we got into that position probably about 15, 16 times. So I think when you look at that, and then from then on in, oh yeah, Diego's cleared one off the line, but can you really count that at that particular stage? The handball in the first half, and this one, this is a bit of a laugh. This, I think, it's important to make this more fun and a bit more serious, because the referee just told me he didn't give this penalty because his positioning wasn't great. He said I couldn't see a car because there was people in between it. I'll stop it for you exactly when he handballs it. Now, to me and you, would you say both of them to what the perfect position? But we don't mind him getting it wrong, Toby, as long as he mitigates it wrong. Don't tell me that he was blocked off. He just told me in the dressing room he was blocked off. And the sending off, for me, isn't a sending off. And I just said to him, I'm going to watch his next three games and the assistant referees. Well, I won't. Rob's assistant will. All right? And I'm going to try and equally put that same challenge into the next three games that he does. If the referee referees next week, it's poor by the PGMOL. He shouldn't referee next week, in my view, because today's had a horrific game. Listen, as a person, we don't come on here and talk about anybody's personality or anything against them. There's no one saying here that there was untowards this football club. I'm saying the key decisions that he got wrong. The Sammy Akudas one, he's jumped across the face of the ball. Not into the person, across the face of the ball. Luke Murphy made a challenge 2.5 minutes after that on the edge of the box, which was a scissor challenge from behind on Ben Reeves, which was his eighth challenge, we counted, someone said to me. Seventh to eighth challenge, and still didn't get booked. Yet ours was a sending off. There's a push on Dean Bowditch in the penalty box. When it comes across, he gets across his man, and you clearly see their centre-half push him forwards onto the floor. And he's looking down the line of that as well. Now, the problem about today, we're today speaking about him rather than my players being outstanding. And I think that's the disappointing side of the game. That's that question I'm wondering, I've no more.
Hit the woodwork twice as well, and you just really throw everything.
I don't know if you've seen it. Leeds have played at Derby County this year, where they were excellent for a large part of that game away from home. And I've seen him play at home. He's a number of times. Well, I know Rob's seen him play many times. And we looked at a boy Cook in midfield. I think he's as good as a young English talent as you're going to get. Just said to him, I had to walk off. I said, good luck. I'm sure his career's going to go from strength to strength. But I think we've pushed Leeds today more than any other team of this season. And I think that's a tremendous side. It's for my players, I think it's a great way of looking at it. Disappointed, hurt. And now for poor referee decision, I've now got no Darren Potter or Sammy Akudas for forthcoming games.
Central midfield partnership then,
that's
what will you play alongside Diego then?
Don't know yet.
You've got to work out, really.
I have to guess.
Look him up more positively. Simon Church has scored.
I don't think you can forget Simon Church. Dave Martin, Dean Lewington, Jordan Spence, Carl McFasden, Anthony Kaye, Diego Poyet, Samir Carruthers, Carl Baker, Ben Reeves, Josh Murphy, Churchy, Sam Gallagher, Bowles, who came on as well. Hawley, thank God you said that, would have missed one out. I thought, name them, because they were excellent. My players can't do no more. And as a manager, I only ever ask for hunger, desire, determination, and implement a game plan. And I think from the neutrals perhandle, I think everyone in Leeds, 6,500 Leeds fans, or there'll be one of them being in their car now saying that MK Dons are a bad side. I think they'll all go away and go, they're a good team. And I think every one of them will go, maybe we got away with that one. Because they're good football people. They've even blocked me in before when I couldn't get in. Some of the fans wouldn't let me get to my car park, I suspect. But I just think today was a tremendous... I think the championship certainly arrived. And we're loving it more than ever. people say, oh, it's four defeats. Should it be Birmingham here, as you well know? Middlesbrough didn't, I thought we were excellent. Burnley, we were different class. We should have got a lot more, and as you all know, two under goals, and today we deserve more than what we got. It will turn for them. And the pleasing thing for me today, I remember watching Bournemouth play Liverpool at the end of the season, someone said about them not scoring goals. And as long as you create chances like we did today, they'll come because of the ability that we have in this football club. I think you all know me better than that. It will work harder than ever before. We'll tactically get it right for forthcoming games. I don't really care about the Southampton game on Wednesday, to be honest with you. It's pretty poor of the Football League to ask us to play on Wednesday, then Saturday morning at 12 o'clock. I don't know what they expect us to do. So we now turn our focus to Derby, and we're looking forward to it.
I bet you're wondering, like, in terms of just your look today, that it just
not really, because I'm more internally. I'm so happy to be the manager of that football team. And I thought our class and our ball movement and our speed of ball movement and our movement through the thirds. People talk about football sometimes, or the tippy tappy. That wasn't tippy tappy football. That was explosive football, on the front foot football. It was chances created football. It was opportunities. Defensively, we were very sound. They ticked every single box that we were. They maybe nicked on first 5 minutes of the second half, and they probably had, that's the only period of time I thought they stayed more than 2 or 3 minutes in our half, was the first 5 minutes of the second half. But other than that, I think we were by far the better team today, and I've got great respect for them, as you all know, and that football club. So, but I don't think I can come in here and I can't speak highly enough for my players.